10 Peace River Valley citrus growers asked each other many questions about their production techniques during a two-hour grower forum Wednesday in Wauchula. Extension agent Steve Futch summarizes the issues addressed.
I think everybody continues to think about how you can improve root health, minimize stresses to the tree, put out more frequent, smaller applications of fertilizer. And then, of course, we still need to control the psyllids because psyllid is a vector. And the more psyllid you have feeding on the tree, the greater the impact it's going to be.
I know one of the first questions they had was, where are we at on these bactericides?
Well, I think those materials the packages have been submitted to EPA. Hopefully, we'll have some positive results from that come February, March of 2016.
There was a little discussion of fruit drop. What did you hear the guys say about fruit drop this year compared to recent years?
It was variable. Some growers have a little bit more than last. Some had less than last year. But I think in sort of over the whole area, most growers have seen less fruit drop this year than they did last year. But that doesn't mean that some growers didn't have more. But all in all, I think we've had less fruit drop this year than last.
Production levels are way down, nothing new there. But it sounded like most people are doing under 400 boxes an acre nowadays.
I'm sure most people are under 400 boxes on average. There are a number of groves that are probably down in that 200 or less, and those growers are certainly struggling financially with the input costs that you have to spend on an annual basis, and with only 200 boxes, there's not a lot of profit in those groves.
They even talked about topping a little bit today.
Certainly, topping's still an issue. Growers are trying to reduce the tree size to match the root-to-shoot ratio a bit. And certainly, we're looking still at a number of growers are aggressively adding more trees to the acre, trying to increase production, because if you're going to stay in the citrus business, you've got to manage the tree health, and you've got to be putting resets in so you're in production long-term.
You touched on it. They were talking nutrition, and some of them were really asking each other what elements they're using, weren't they?
Certainly everybody is concerned about not only the amount that they're putting on, but what they're putting on. Some have gone to where they're only putting on one dry application per year, and the rest of the fertilizer goes out fertigation. One grower actually says he puts all of his material out fertigation. But again, you know, like vehicles, some like one brand versus the other, and growers have different production programs that have to meet their needs and something that's flexible enough that they can still do it within their management systems.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.